This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. My friends, today on A Few Good Men, we consider the third in a three-part series on the gaining of the world versus the losing of the soul. In other words, what do great leaders value the most? Now, I want you to hear what Mark says, or what Jesus says, as recorded by Mark in Mark chapter 8 and verse number 34 beginning. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." My friends, we have been talking about the value of the soul in relationship to the world itself. You know, there are two things that are implied by Christ with the two questions that he asked in our text. That those who are striving to gain the world and who are unwilling to give it up for the sake of the soul will lose their soul. And number two, that if the soul is lost, this is an eternal loss. Nothing can be given in exchange for it can never afterwards be saved. There is no redemption from the populace of hell. And so we have asked ourselves the questions: what is the soul? What is the world? And what is the contrast that Jesus is speaking of here? So I want to ask today, what would be your gain if you gain the world? You see, what would you actually gain? If a man was to gain everything that his heart desired in this world, what would it be that he would gain? Now listen, here's what the Bible says, and leadership should always be focused on what does the Bible say. If a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, he has gained something that cannot satisfy. Listen to Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 4. Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Man is a spiritual creature, and because he is a spiritual creature, the flesh cannot by itself satisfy. Think about John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him, he shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him as a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." He's speaking of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, the words that satisfy. Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 6, "Better is a handful with quietness than both hands full of travail and vexation of spirit." Chapter 5 and verse number 10 of that same book, he says, "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with the increase. This also is vanity." You see, if you gain the whole world, you cannot be satisfied. You will not be satisfied with the world. Let me suggest to you also that if you gain the whole world, you have gained a dangerous master, my friends. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, he says, "But they that will be rich They that desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Do you hear what the Bible says about the dangerous master of the world? Well, listen to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 25, speaking of Moses. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for even a season. Oh, listen, if you gain the world, you've gained something that cannot satisfy, you've gained a dangerous master, and you've gained something that is perishable, my friends. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 25, the Bible says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. I want you to think about the value of what Jesus did there in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 24. And then I want you to back up to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 24. And I want you to be able to see the contrast between that which is valuable and that which is perishable. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. You see, there's a difference between what the world offers and what God offers. 1 John 2:17, here's what he says, and the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Listen, if you gain the world, then you've gained something that must be left behind in this world. In Luke chapter 12, verses 19 and 20, the Bible says, and I will say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? See, those things are going to be left behind. Nobody takes it beyond the grave. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. So therefore, he says, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Oh, listen, if we gain the whole world, then we've gained something that cannot satisfy. We've gained a dangerous master. We've gained something that is perishable. And we've gained that which will be left behind. My friends, why would you want something such as this? And so what would be your loss if you lost the world? What would be your loss if you gained the world? Well, that which you have gained is of so great a cost that it will be lost and cause you to lose your eternal soul. It will cause you to lose there's a lifetime of service, a life of many years which could have been devoted to the glory of God and His services. All of those shall be lost. But my friends, the lost soul can never be recovered. It is eternally lost. If you lose your soul in the pursuit of pleasure, in the suit of riches and honor, you will never, ever, throughout all eternity, have the possibility or the opportunity to redeem that which you have lost. Oh, and lost is in hell. A soul lost in hell is lost for eternity, my friends. The rich man learned this lesson too late. He learned in death a lesson that he needed to learn in life. A lost soul is the greatest wreck and the greatest tragedy possible, while a saved soul is the greatest accomplishment and success that can be possible. What would be your choice? As a leader, I want you to think about this from a leader's perspective. Will you say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and all them that I can bring, I beseech you, my friends, to consider the choice that is set before you. Eternal salvation through your obedience to the gospel of Christ, everlasting destruction, the punishment for rejecting Christ, Only you and I have the power to decide. Think about what the Bible says in this regard. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, in the day of salvation, I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Leaders, today is the day to get the work done. Wherefore, he says, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Leaders, listen to me. It's time to get to work. And I want this podcast to be a motivational item to help you do just that. May God bless you in your service to the Lord's church.